This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 31st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Israel today, the sun is shining brightly across major cities. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv enjoy warm temperatures, perfect for outdoor activities. Haifa and Beersheba are also basking in this weather. Tonight, expect a mild and pleasant evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran has fired ballistic missiles at U.S. bases in Jordan. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps says the strikes on King Hussein and Al-Azraq bases are in retaliation for a U.S. attack on Iran's Larak Island. Jordan says it intercepted 8 missiles, according to Ynet just 46 minutes ago. Also, earlier today, the United States launched strikes in Iran. An American source told Israel Hayom that they targeted missile launchers on Keshma Island. These launchers were prepared to deploy sea mines towards the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, explosions have been heard near the southern Jordanian city of Aqaba. This follows the Iranian missile launches, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, just 19 minutes ago. Separately, Netanyahu has condemned settlers for escalating violence in the West Bank. This comes as Iran acknowledges that U.S. sanctions are heavily impacting their economy, I-24 News reported 21 hours ago. And finally, an Iranian official has criticized U.S. sanctions, claiming they threaten international law. This was reported by OSINT 613 in earlier reporting. From X, the latest. An open-source intelligence analyst, OSINT 613, shared that the Iranian Foreign Ministry claims U.S. sanctions are a threat to international law, posting 128 hours ago. Meanwhile, Aaron David Miller, a Middle East analyst, highlighted perceived arrogance in U.S. foreign policy. He posted earlier today, referencing how great powers often misjudge their adversaries. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist, reported that Hakeem Jeffries, a top U.S. Democrat, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on a major news network. Let's go deeper. Iran's missile attack on U.S. bases in Jordan marks a significant escalation in regional tensions. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps claims this is retaliation for previous U.S. military actions on Larak Island. Ynet reports Jordan successfully intercepted 8 of these missiles, showcasing its defensive capabilities. This development increases the stakes in the region as both nations navigate a precarious diplomatic landscape. Turning to the U.S. strikes on Keshem Island, sources tell Israel Hayom that the American military targeted missile launchers poised to threaten the Strait of Hormuz. This strategic waterway is crucial for global oil supply, and any disruption could have widespread economic implications. The strikes highlight ongoing tensions over control of vital maritime routes. Meanwhile, explosions near Aqaba in Jordan follow Iran's recent missile launches. The Jerusalem Post details how the situation has heightened alert levels around U.S. military installations in the area. This underscores the volatility in the region, which remains on edge due to these back-and-forth military actions. In earlier reporting, I-24 News covered Netanyahu's condemnation of settler violence in the West Bank. This, coupled with Iran's acknowledgement of the economic strain from U.S. sanctions, paints a complex picture of ongoing regional conflicts affecting both populations and economies. Starting with international criticism, Iranian officials have spoken out against U.S. sanctions, as reported by OSINT 613. They argue these measures violate international law. This claim adds another layer of tension to already strained U.S.-Iran relations, with potential impacts on diplomatic and economic negotiations globally. Turning to business and markets. First, Greece and Israel are moving forward with the €3.1 billion Achilles Shield air defense network. CTEC reports this marks the beginning of a new phase in Greece's defense capabilities, integrating Israeli technology with their existing systems. Separately, oil prices have dropped, yet consumers continue to face high fuel costs. Israel Hayom Business reports that despite lower oil prices, the impact is not fully felt at the pump. This is partly due to hefty state taxes on fuel, which collected 2.5 billion shekels in July alone. And finally, Harol Insurance has posted the largest profit among Israel's insurance companies, according to Globes. Their profits rose by 30% in the second quarter, reaching 1 billion shekels. This growth highlights the resilience of Israel's financial services sector amid global economic fluctuations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.